On this episode of Between Good Podcasts, Black Widow. Hey, welcome to Between Good Podcasts, episode 160. This is your host, Mark.
And Kaylee.
How you doing, Kaylee?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Uh-huh.
So that's when we're recording this, between Christmas and New Year's.
Yep.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yep.
What was your favorite part?
I don't know.
Oh. My favorite part was that we just spent a relaxing Christmas and just did family time, and there wasn't all the hustle bustle and busyness and all that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I like the ice skating, too.
Yeah.
All right. So today's topic is the movie Black Widow.
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Many explosions.
Yeah, there were a lot of explosions. And, like, the final scene was pretty much one big explosion. All right. So, would you like to summarize the movie?
So, there's Black Widow. She finds her sister. They find their parents and defeat some guys, I think.
Yeah, so this is a 2021 movie. It came out direct to streaming on Disney Plus.
Yep.
The movie is rated PG-13. It stars Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow, of course. And I actually don't know if she's going to be doing any more Black Widow roles. This may be it. Or maybe not.
Yeah, I think it might be it.
Yeah.
Unless they do one where it's explains more about her growing up. I think that might be the last one.
Yeah, so that's a great point. Is this whole movie, it's kind of her backstory.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other Marvel superheroes, they kind of did their... They started off with their origin story and then built up to the other movies. But with her, they kind of...
Just put her in.
Yeah, they went back in time like 20 movies or so. And...
Mm-hmm.
And this explains some of the stuff that they mentioned, particularly in the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
So, it also stars David Harbour, who plays Black Widow's dad, Natasha's dad, because they're a bunch of Black Widows.
Yeah.
And her adopted dad, which that comes out like in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And he is more well-known from the show Stranger Things, which is also a great show.
I've never watched it.
Yeah, it's kind of for people a little bit older.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you mentioned, there's a lot of explosions.
Yep.
In terms of, like, violence... Adult content, language, all that. It's just, it's on par with all the other Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm. Not too bad.
No, not too bad.
What was your favorite? Some blood here, some blood there, some explosions here, some explosions there. Not that much, though.
Yeah. What was your favorite part?
That's hard. I think I might say either the part where her dad just comes home and she flies the airplane, or the part where where sort of close to the end where the thing goes, where there's this antidote, like how the Black Widow's thing, and so it sort of goes like poof. Because that was sort of like a magical moment.
Yeah. I liked the beginning when she was a kid, how that kind of explained that whole story. And like I mentioned earlier, I liked the dad. I thought he was a fun character.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd do differently?
I might make the dad not fat.
Okay. What I would do differently is that first fight scene between Natasha and her sister, I didn't care for that one too much.
Yeah, especially the location seemed sort of weird.
Yeah, it explained a little bit from the first Avengers movie. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was that kind of apartment place they were in was kind of weird.
Yeah. And it had holes everywhere. She either had termites or those were bullet holes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were bullet holes.
Yeah.
Or maybe shrapnel from the explosions.
Boom!
Boom. So, on to our rating scale then. So, it is, as a quick reminder, it's don't see it, see it if you have time, or gotta see it.
What gotta do you give this? See it.
Yeah, I give this a gotta see it too. It's a cool movie. I'm a big fan of the Marvel movies, but this one in particular I thought was really good.
Uh-huh.
So, if you want to share your thoughts about Black Widow, go on over to betweengoodpodcast.podomatic.com or leave a comment, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That wraps it up for this episode. This has been your host, Mark.
And Kaylee.
And we're Between Good Podcasts.
Bye.
Came out on Disney Plus, direct to screaming. I'll edit that out later.